Time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire in Peace River, seeing what's going on within the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. The North Peace Hockey League is continuing with the 2020 season. Grand Prairie and Dawson Creek are continuing with unbeaten seasons so far. Manning's at 500, while Grimshaw and Falaire are winless to start the year. In Falaire, head coach Taylor Cote is proud of the team despite the slow start.
Yeah, it's been, we haven't got the result we wanted so far this year, but things are starting to come around. Some guys, we're missing some guys early on here in the season, but players are starting to come back, and I think we're taking the right steps. It was a better game tonight, so we'll see what happens next game.
Despite the winless start, how competitive are the Falaire Pirates heading into the 2020 season?
I think we got a competitive squad. We've been, in the last 5 years, I'd say, we've been in the finals probably three of those years, and we got a lot of the same guys back, a few new faces, but same core group as we've had. We got a good management behind us, so a lot of support there. Community supports us really well, so yeah, the team's looking good, I would say, overall.
Unfortunately, the schedule is a little bit up in the air, especially with the folding of High Prairie in the last little while. But the commitment the players bring to the table, how pleased are you with them?
It's very good. Everybody, you know, this is a working man's league, and everybody makes the extra effort to come here after a full day's work and, you know, play 3 hours and then drive home a lot of times. Two hours they're driving home if we're on the road. So everybody makes as big of an effort as they can. Early in the season, it's hard to get everybody out, seems like, but once the new year rolls around and playoffs start, then commitment definitely steps up a notch for sure.
Playing in front of a crowd, how much does that help?
It's good. We've always gotten good support here in Falaire. We're kind of the only show in town in our Smoky River region anyway. So we always get a lot of fans out, especially on the weekend games. But even, yeah, Thursday night, probably still 250 fans. So really good support from the community here.
How much is everybody looking forward to the season?
I think everybody's pretty happy to get things going. We've got a lot of farmers so on our team, so everybody's out of the field now and on the ice, so it's a pretty fun time.
The North Peace Hockey League schedule is still being reworked because of High Prairie folding in the beginning of November. At this point, the Pirates play in Dawson Creek on Thursday, Falaire's in Manning and Grimshaw's in Grand Prairie on Saturday. The Northwest Junior Hockey League is rolling right along with the 2020 season. Dawson Creek and Fort St. John each went 2-0 this past weekend, while Sexsmith got their first win in about a month after beating Grand Prairie in overtime on Saturday night. The league standings has Fort St. John leading with 26 points. Dawson Creek has 23. North Peace is at 21. Fairview's at 19. Grand Prairie and Sexsmith each have 10 points. There are 5 games in total this upcoming week, including tonight when Sexsmith plays in Peace River. Peace Country Female Hockey League continues with their season this weekend. There are 4 games this weekend, including games on Saturday in Grovedale and Slave Lake, and on Sunday in Valley View and Napa. The Grand Prairie Storm of the Alberta Junior Hockey League sit tied for 6th in the North Division standings after splitting their 2 games this past weekend. The Storm play 3 on the road this upcoming weekend. The Storm are also preparing for their exhibition game against the Czech Republic junior team, which takes place on Thursday, December the 5th. That's the River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire in Peace River. Traction and control? Feel just that with a new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts, service, and of course the perfect set of wheels and rubber. Cal Tire on the West Hill in Peace River. A reminder that previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found on our website, rivercountry.fm. For the Morning Wheelhouse, I'm Keith Hopper.